The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
If there's a question on your mind, the first thing you want to do is ask.comet. How is that for product placement? This morning, leading search engine strategies here in San Jose, this morning, Steve Berkowitz, CEO of Ask.com, recently acquired by Barry Diller and Associates. What's the official?
Interactive Corporation.
Oh, that's a not-so-creative name, Interactive Corporation. So are you planning on changing your name?
No, I mean, I think we're looking to evolve the name and evolve the brand to the next level, which is, you know, as Barry comes in, he really likes to build the brand, and he really has a big commitment for this, so I think you'll see us looking at how we're going to evolve the brand.
Evolve the brand, so you're going to, where are you at then in the evolutionary chain?
You know, ask as you started off your point here, you said ask questions, right? Well, our technology and our experience is about search. And so for us to really expand our market share, we need to move people from it's a great place to ask questions to, in addition, it's the best place to search. So I want you to get up there and say, ask a great place to search, not ask questions. So I think that's really what I mean by evolve the brand.
Can you remember the first thing you asked Jeeves?
I followed their first campaign, which is ask, you know, why are there no baby pigeons? Because that was the campaign that they ran in the early days. But no, I mean, when I took the job, I mean, I started asking search questions. I mean, and so it was always about search. Actually, the story I tell people is that I wanted to buy my daughter a dog, okay? Because, you know, and I'm allergic to dogs. So I had to find out. So I asked Jeeves what dogs don't have real hair. So I get it. Then they came back with a Maltese. And then I said, so can I find a local breeder? And I found a local breeder, and I eventually bought the dog. So, you know, I had a very successful experience in that.
Was that before or after you were the CEO?
Oh, that was before I was the CEO.
So you used the product before you came to the company?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, I knew that when I came to the company, the product needed to be improved. I mean, I came to the company in May of 2001, you know, kind of at the bottom. And I think that, you know, what I realized is that Jeeves needed to get search technology behind just its question and answer technology. And we went out and we acquired Taome in September of 2001 and then built it from a 10-person organization to a 150-plus organization, from an index of 60 million documents to an index of billions of documents, from a business doing $6 million a quarter to doing $100 million a quarter to a business that was worth $30 million to a business that was sold for $2 billion. So it's been an interesting 4 years.
I would say. So speaking of acquisitions, you had mentioned, I think just briefly, blog lines at some point. What was the whole reason behind getting Mark's company?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's because it's one of the hottest areas. I mean, search is not just about the unstructured data on the web. It's really about bringing current information, why we're doing what we're doing here. And Bloglines was just a great opportunity for us to bring in great talent, a great product, and start to, again, bring Jeeves the credibility and actually bring us a product that we think we can integrate into the whole My Jeeves personal, you know, from pull to push technology. We're excited about it.
Was that another instance where you used the product before actually having the product?
Of course. You know, so you always, you know, you got to buy what you know. And, you know, I was very impressed with it. Jim Lanzone, who's our head of product, you know, showed me the product and, you know, just got me so committed to it. And, you know, having to deal with investors all the time, Bloglines was so great because I can get to see what people were saying about the company before I had to go do an interview or go meet people like you. I mean, it was great. It was kind of eye-opening to me, given the fact that I'm so focused on what we were doing. All of a sudden, this thing was just great. So I actually everybody in the corporation became a user of it. And, you know, as a matter of fact, most of our investors became users of it because they realized what a great service it was.
So you're proselytizing to a different tier of users completely.
But it's all about customer need, right? They needed something that could bring them information without them having to always go out and search for it. They wanted current information. How do you do it? I mean, it's, you know, the web was always about, you know, this whole in the beginning days, you know, push, you know, it was all about push. How do we, you know, Pointcast, I guess, was it those companies in the early days, you know, which is about push you information. Search is about pull, right? So you have to be able to pull and push but give the user the control over what gets pushed to them. You know, they don't want spam. They don't want all this stuff. That's why Bloglines was just a great thing. I mean, it's right. Is it the right name for the company? No. Is it a great product? Absolutely.
Are you a Simpsons fan?
No.
Well, I was going to remark that I saw an episode the other day. I think it was from this year, 2005, pardon me, where Lisa pulled out a roadmap that Homer had written on and said, "What is this? Remind to ask Jeeves."
Right.
So it was kind of product placement. Have you noticed any bits and pieces in the media where people use the name ask.com or Ask Jeeves when doing a product demo or somewhere within the middle of content?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, my background has been, you know, I ran the company that published the Dummies books, Cliff Notes, Frommer. So, you know, I mean, so...
By the way, thank you, because without you, I probably wouldn't have passed Western Civ in college. I certainly just deeply appreciate that.
Well, Wade, you didn't know that they were online and you could download them, and that at 12 o'clock at night on a Sunday from 12 to 3, we had to make sure there was excess server capacity.
Really?
Because people would, that would, all of a sudden, people had their tests on Monday. Woo. But no, you know, it really is about brand recognition. Jeeves has 80% aided brand awareness, so it gets used all the time in different instances. You know, and we have the same issues with great with Dummies, and Cliff Notes, of course, is vernacular.
Well, I can say that the new wave of television commercials, which you said that had not been produced for about 3 years until recently, they're pretty smart. They're pretty funny.
Well, thanks. I mean, again, you know, we're trying to, you know, everything we do as a company, you know, we're trying to be a little bit more innovative. But again, it's around the core. Even our advertising is innovative around the core. Our party last night was innovative around the core. I mean, we're very focused on what we have to do and how do we get people to understand what we're trying to do. And our search, you know, those are 15-second spots, and yet the amount of feedback I got them was great.
Yeah, they were unique. They caused you to think like, you know, that's kind of funny. People ask questions. Are they asking the right questions necessarily? What is Jeeves or Ask Jeeves or Ask.com? what can I call the company?
You can just call it anything you want. Ask, okay. Ask Jeeves, Ask, whatever you feel comfortable.
What is it doing to help people refine the questions that they're asking? Because often when someone is looking for something, they're not asking the right question.
Well, I mean, that's information delivery. I mean, I've been in the information delivery business a long time. If you look on the right side of the Ask page, you know, we have Zoom, we have Expand Your Search, we have Related Search. I mean, one of the things that search is an iterative process. I mean, I learned from being in the Dummies book business that people aren't always smart about what they want to find information about. We're actually made to feel dumb about things. And Jeeves actually offers us that opportunity through these features like Related Search, like Smart Answers, where we can actually help people refine it. And the amount of people who use that feature is growing every day, and the quality of that product. I think we just relaunched Zoom, Related Names, Related Search. Down that right-hand side, it's incredible the information you find by just typing in a query. I mean, if somebody types in the word wine, well, did you really mean red wine or white wine? You type in the word rush, what did you mean? You know, you type in the word tennis elbow. I mean, there's so many things that help you refine your query because, you know, like anything else, you don't walk into Best Buy and say DVD player. You know, you have to refine it, and people do that through dialogue, and I think that part of our business is about refining that through dialoguing with the consumer.
Out of all the search engines, what are the features that makes Ask stand out the most, beyond just the simple ask a question?
Right. Well, I think that, first of all, you got to get off this ask a question thing for me as a favor and as a reality. But I think what's important about what differentiates Ask is, you know, we have great search results in Taoma or Ask Jeeves search technology, which everybody has good and we have great. But it's the fact that if you type in, you know, what does a Dalmatian look like? We give you pictures. You don't have to click on an image tab. If you say, you know, what's the weather in San Francisco? We tell you it is. It's easy because it's always overcast. But, you know, or if you're trying to iterate your search, we have Related Search. If you're looking to find local information, the ability for us to understand it's a local query and deliver you to a local channel. It's all about how we understand better what goes into that white box, because that's our goal. Enter anything you want in that white box, but we want to make it intuitive for you. We want to make it simple for you. We want everybody wants the computer to, they want to feel smart, so our job is to enable you to feel smarter, and that's what I think Jeeves does differently and better than other search engines.
So you're moving away from the ask and going more towards the Jeeves.
No. I think we're ask is an important part of the brand. I just think we need to redefine what ask means. Ask just doesn't mean a question. Just the same way dummies didn't mean you were dumb. We actually found that doing research, dummies became a term of endearment. It actually meant that it was okay to be dumb about something. Now I'm going to be smarter. Ask needs to be about search. We need to redefine the term so that people can say, yes, I can go to Jeeves to ask a question, but I can go to ask means search. Ask is about information retrieval. It's about me finding what I'm looking for. So if I can take ask and make it find, then I've succeeded in delivering, I think, to consumers what they want, which is enter something into that white box, find what you're looking for. Ask.
You had mentioned one of the products that is consumer-driven, Smiley Central. That's a toolbar?
It's a toolbar that allows you to do many different things, but part of it is a search box. We have, and part of it is the ability for you to insert smileys into MySpace and into email, into instant messaging. And actually, you know, we're continuing. We have, like, I think 15 or 18,000 different smileys now, and there's tens and hundreds of millions of inserted every month, and people are using them as communication vehicles. We're going to go mobile with it. It's people love it, and they use it, and the passion about which they use it. And we're now launching talking smileys, so you can, people have a passion about communication, and if you find something they're passionate about, and then you make search convenient for them, it works really well.
There was a question that Danny had brought up during the keynote about adware, spyware. Right. That is now addressed through a separate division, a new division?
No, I mean, we actually have a privacy office in the company which checks to make sure of it, but our products have never been adware or spyware. You know, but like anything else, when you come down on your computer and you see something that your kid put there, you don't know how it got there. So, or you have adware remove companies that are trying to identify things. But our products have been tested and approved, and they track no personal information. The only way you get on the desktop is you have to click to download them. So it's all part, so we are very clean. And so I want to see this industry get cleaned up, because ultimately, we believe our product will excel. And as a matter of fact, now that AdWare has become a bigger issue for people, our products have actually done better.
Really? Why do you think that is?
Because they're trustworthy. I mean, anything about a brand is building a trustworthy product. It doesn't interfere with your computer. It doesn't take a lot of memory. It's engaging. You have to get it on your desktop. You have to put it there. So people engage in it. We make it easy to remove if it's not there. So it's all about making consumer-friendly products.
Do you use it yourself?
Absolutely.
So the company emails that go out, usually have this awkward, smileys sprinkled throughout?
Not awkward. They're very creative. If I'm in a bad mood, they know it. If I want the right answer, they know it. When I talk to my daughter on instant messaging, she knows it's coming from me. Absolutely. I mean, when we do we took all our employees to the Oakland A's game, and we sent out the invitations through our invitations, and we sent out through Evite, and then we also put smileys. And so, people love them. They're very, they love them.
I know that it's something that, with smileys, people are drawn into it because it's something to do. Do people think of search the same way? Like, they're associating, I got to use this toolbar because it makes it easy to use these smileys and insert smileys everywhere. Do people think in terms of ask in the same way, like it's easy to use as much as it is easy to use the toolbar?
I mean, that's our message to people. I mean, Ask is we believe it's the cleanest, most simplest search engine on the web. So, yeah, that's part of it. But like anything else, people still look at search in some respects as a utility. And I think, like anything else, we need to be building up that emotional attachment to the brand. And that's really what we're spending our time doing, which is really the way I build an emotional attachment up with you is by meeting your needs. So Smileys has it because it's natural. It's kind of an emoticon. It involves emotion. I think that Ask can do the same thing over time.
Steve, thank you for your time and energy and effort. And like I said, the Cliff Notes, I got a C, I think it was what it was. But I would have failed, undoubtedly, without your help.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Take care.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads. And remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.